This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, unfortunately, Sue is off for a few days. She'll be back on Thursday. We've got Fred, the Hall of Famer, in the room. Ethan Hannaford is here. And on Wednesdays, we visit with our friend Alex Rich. And we've mentioned this many times. He is an IU, an Indiana alum, played baseball for IU. And I'm watching his social media over the weekend. And Fred, do you remember, did Alex tell us that he was going to the Big Ten championship game?
I don't know. I know he said he was going to buy a ticket to Miami just in case.
Just in case for the championship game, right? So what's the story here, Mr. Indiana? How are you? Congratulations.
Oh, appreciate it. You know, I'm over here on cloud nine. What a weekend, huh? What a weekend. And I didn't say that I was going because it was kind of up in the air. Until Saturday morning, trying to convince my buddy Scott to go with me. And we were watching ticket prices. But what a lot of people don't know is the basketball team was playing Louisville in Indianapolis as well the same day. So we actually drove up at that morning and went to the basketball game at 2 o'clock at the field house there downtown. So Indy was popping off because you got to figure it'd be like equivalent to if Mizzou played basketball and football downtown in St. Louis the same day,
right,
and was 45 minutes closer to St. Louis. So it was a crazy day. So we go to the basketball game. Ticket prices for the football game weren't looking good, weren't dropping. So we were just kind of, we were staying hopeful. We went over to the stadium, started walking around outside of Lucas Oil, just trying to figure out, if StubHub or online's not dropping, I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Like, do people still stand outside
with regular tickets? Yeah, right. We did talk about that.
Yeah. So we were kind of walking around and just hearing different people. Some guy, this is honestly, you know, one of the craziest things that I've ever personally done at a sporting event. So one of the guys is like, two tickets. And I overhear him and I go over and I'm like, hey man, how much for the two tickets? Where are they? And he's like, $200, you know, follow $200 a piece, follow me. And I'm like, well, where are the tickets? You know, kind of asking a few more questions. And he's like, well, follow me, $200 a piece. And I'm like, that's fine, but I'm not paying you until we get into the stadium. If you're saying follow you. So at this point I'm thinking maybe this dude's like a worker or something and he's off duty and he's got some deal with another buddy that's working a back door and he's gonna like walk us in or something. At this point, to be honest with you, I didn't really care how I got in at this point. Okay. I think I had accepted that if this was gonna cost me $500 or $600, so be it. We were going to be there at the Big Ten national champ or Big Ten championship game and have a story to tell.
Yeah.
So we follow him and like, he kind of turns back around and he's like, actually, let's go in like this front entrance over here.
Oh my gosh.
So meanwhile, my buddy Baker is like, he's like, you know, hey man, like, we're not doing this. Like, where are the tickets? Talking to the guy. And the guy, like, seems very confident, so we're going along with it. And at this point, like, me and my buddy are looking at each other, and we're just kind of like, screw it. Like, at this point, we're committed, so let's just see what happens.
Had you given him any money at that point?
No money
okay,
at this
so
point.
You're just kind of waiting for him to guide you into wherever this might be.
Sure, at this point, we got really nothing to lose. We have no ticket. We've not paid anybody anything yet. We're seeing what plays out. And so this guy's got like an Indiana lanyard that you would buy at a dollar store around his neck. And there's nothing attached to the other end of the lanyard.
Uh-oh.
Like, so he's got it tucked into his shirt. And I'm kind of like, start piecing things together, like where this is going. And so there's probably 4,000 people in the line waiting to get in. And somehow this guy finds like an opening up in. And we walk up like to where they're scanning the tickets, and this guy, he's just like points to like his neck where the lanyard's at, and he's like, which by the way, we are media, so I certainly know that this is not how this works.
Right.
He points to his neck and he goes, I'm media. I got these two.
Ah!
The woman let us walk right in to Lucas Oil Stadium.
You've got to be kidding me.
Walk in, no ticket scanned, nothing. As a matter of fact, they gave every person that came in and got their ticket scanned a wristband with a light on
it. Right,
like,
yeah.
The whole, I got two of those. So once we put those on, we were official. We were legit. And so we get in and we're like, at this point, kind of looking over our shoulder like, did we really just walk in? Like, there's no way. And so we pull off to the side in the concourse, and we're like, the guy was stuck to his work. I mean, he's sketchy as can be, but I guess somehow he walked us in. And so we start trying to pay him on Cash App or Venmo or whatever. And luckily for me, my phone didn't charge or didn't like load and go through. So no payments went through on my end. But then my buddy tried, and, like, of course, these scammers try to not use Venmo for whatever reason. And we found out the reason, because when we went to try to Venmo them, Venmo blocked the payment, and it was like, this is a scam, like, whatever.
Oh, wow.
So I said, listen, man, you know, we'll pay you when we leave here. Like, it's not going to work at the moment right now. Like, I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm sorry, appreciate you getting us in. And I said, listen, I got $75 in my pocket right here. I'm going to give you this. I'll get you the rest later. And we, you know, have a great night. And we just walked away. And there we were in the Big Ten championship game.
Okay. Then did you ever see him again?
Well, he sent a screenshot of my buddy's Venmo to me this morning, actually. And he said, don't think I've forgotten.
Oh, no. So he sneaks you in. Where did you sit? Because you sent me a picture and it looked like your seats were pretty good.
Great seats, great standing room. We got behind an end zone for a while. Actually, the story gets, I completely forget a part. When we get in, we're in the standing room. And we're talking to these two nice guys that are just standing there watching the game in the standing room area with us. Lucas Oil seats like 80,000 people or something, right? Would you believe that I said to these guys, man, how much did you guys pay for your standing room tickets? Like, you know, when did you get them? How'd you get, like, where'd you get them from? All these things. And the guy looks at me, and I'm not kidding you. He says, dude, if I told you the story, I don't think you'd ever believe me. And I look at my buddy, and I look back at this guy, and I go, don't tell me, dude, some guy just walked you in through the gate.
No way.
And he goes, Yeah, dude, $200 a piece we got right
oh
in.
Oh my God. So oh he must have had something going with that particular ticket taker, don't you think, where she's getting a cut?
That's the only thing I can think of at this point, because honestly, it's like, think about all these sporting events that you've been to, and I consider this, honestly, look, Big Ten championship game, Indiana's in it for the first time ever, and it's in downtown Indy. I seriously do compare this to if somebody were to just walk into the World Series at Busch Stadium.
Well, let me tell you a story, and this was post 9/11. So the 2002 Major League All-Star game, I was in Milwaukee at that time. You might remember this, Alex. It's the only game that ever ended in a tie, so it was very controversial, right? So I was working at WTMJ Radio and Television. My now wife was working also on the radio side, but at WTMJ. I buy a strip of tickets for the All-Star game, and it was I think there were $600 a pop, so like $1,200 for two tickets.
Sure.
Now that gets you three different things. You know, the home run derby, the softball game on Sunday or whatever like that, and the game. But Becky, having worked in the media, put a bunch of lanyards on that looked official. She parked, again, this is post 9/11. This is like right after 9/11. She parks in the area that kind of goes down into the bowels of the stadium. And she's like, I got to get this tape to this person from Channel 4. She completely... So I'm sitting in my very expensive seats along the right field line, which were really good seats. And she's waving to me from Friday's front row. Friday's front row, they have a Friday's restaurant at Miller Park. And the front row is where they actually have seating. And not only did she sneak in, but she had all these little gifts there on the table waiting for her when she got there. And it was unbelievable. So sometimes, if you just act like you knew what you... I don't have the cojones to do it. Some people do. So are you going to pay this guy?
Well, look, the only thing this... The only thing this guy did for us was convince two morons to trust him and follow him into the stadium. I'm not paying a scammer. I'm taking a stand and I say, you know what? It's time that this scammer got scammed and I'm scamming him.
Oh, wow.
Alex is scamming the scammer.
You know,
if you guys lose the national championship game, it's your fault because the karma is going to come back and bite you in the ass. You realize that, right? I'm telling Kurt Cignitti this story.
Well, look, I look at it as, my buddy and I joked, Baker and I laughed. I said, hey, man, do you think we should fly this guy down to Miami with us to sneak us in?
That's a good idea. Oh, my God. Did you tell me you also had, you're going to have to save this one for Wednesday. Did you also say you had a good Comfort Inn story to share?
Oh, the Comfort Inn was something else.
Well, hold on.
That was a whole nother thing that we'll dive deep into that on. That gets a little, you know how the Comfort Inn can get.
Well, I can't wait for that on Wednesday, but this is an incredible
one
story.
One of one story.
Yeah.
So
we'll air this one at the end of the year, won't we, Ethan?
Oh, yes.
It's now Christmas week, and you're listening to this story. I can almost guarantee you that is crazy. Really
hey, I'll
good.
Leave, I'll leave you guys with this. Go Hoosiers.
Yeah, look, I was rooting for them, and I told you, and I told Tommy Ackerman this too. I watched all the pregame, and nobody's not even giving an inch to Indiana as a possible winner in that game.
Right.
It's so great to see all the experts go down, and in particular, the Ohio State University. Alex, we'll see you Wednesday.
We'll see you then.
That guy gets into so much
stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Only out. All right, so Monday afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk, Selena Zito is joining us at the bottom of the hour. Always great to hook up with her. Of course, she wrote a book about what happened in Butler called Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump and the Fight for America's Heartland. But Mr. Trump, the president, is going to northeastern Pennsylvania tomorrow to kind of sharpen his focus on, and the Republicans' focus on, an economic agenda and message. And Selena's going to be there for that.
And she also has a great story about going into the Oval Office with her grandchildren.
I know. I can't wait to hear that. You were telling me about that, so I'm looking forward to it. Right now, Sue's not here, but we're still going to do this.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Except it's brought to you by Ethan today. Yeah, it is right. A pleasure to be filling in for the one and only Sue Thomas. Okay, we'll start it the way we always do. Today is National Brownie Day.
Someone the food had, brownie, the food as opposed to brownie Girl Scouts?
It's a valid question, Fred. It is a valid question.
Is that a type of
if you're a Girl Scout, oh my gosh, do we have to educate him on what brownies are? So before you become a Girl Scout, like an official Girl Scout, you're like a younger Girl Scout, and they call those brownies, right? So Fred's question is not invalid. When you're talking about Brownie Day, is it the food brownies that we eat, or is it the brownies that are the Girl Scouts?
First off, one, why the hell would I know that? You're like, oh, we have to educate him what a brownie is. Why do you know what a brownie is?
It's because my daughter's been one.
Okay, that's a fair reason. and
my sisters.
Two, it is the food brownie.
Okay,
that's this is not assume. Dedicated to Girl Scout preemies.
What's that line from? Remember the Addams Family movie when they were talking about Girl Scout cookies and she goes, are they made from real Girl Scouts? Which I thought was a great line. Anyway, it's the food.
I think that, I don't know, what do you guys think? A brownie top three dessert food? They might be. They're right on the edge there.
Ice cream
like and chocolate chip cookies.
See, that's the thing,
Fred. Are top two for me.
I like a nice soft brownie, a little powdered sugar, and then some ice cream with that. Yeah, that's good.
That's pretty good. I think they make a pretty compelling case for top three. Okay, so if you have big plans this month, then you're officially a holiday psycho, is what I'm being told, according to polling throughout the country. 1,000 Americans were asked how many December things they planned on doing this month, and I have the list for you, gentlemen. I would love to hear if you guys plan on doing any of these things, and if so, you know, maybe you are a holiday psycho as well. The first one's pretty easy. I feel like everyone listens to Christmas music. Yes? Yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
75% of people will intentionally put some on during this month. Another 8% said they might. 16% said they will do everything they possibly can to avoid it. We call them humbugs.
Yeah.
72% will watch a holiday movie. 70% will go looking at Christmas lights, as well as exchange presents with someone. 67% will drink hot chocolate. 66% will decorate a tree. 56% will put lights up. 48% will bake cookies, 45% will go to at least one holiday party, 43% will donate to a charity, and 41% will send a holiday card. Is there any of these that you guys don't do?
We're pretty bad at sending out cards. Becky always like, this is what we're going to use for our Christmas card. And then we never send them out. So we're not very good at that.
You know which one I was surprised by? Only 37% of people will attend a religious service. Can you imagine what this percentage would have been, what, a couple decades ago?
It would have been a lot higher.
I bet it was double this.
Years. Yep, I do too.
20% will kiss someone under the mistletoe.
That seems low, too.
That does seem low. What is happening to our country? I'm so disappointed with Americans.
Here's what I would say is, ordinarily, I would be playing a little Christmas bumper music here on the Mark Reardon Show leading up to Christmas, but my bumper music has been robbed from me, so I have no say in that, you know?
I'm sorry, Mark. Yeah. My deepest sympathies.
Well, but
how the Grinch stole Mark's bumpers. That's right.
I'd like to play a little music, but I have no control.
Well, then send me some.
Okay.
I'm sure that Trisha would not...
I was told I was making you producers work too hard. That's what I was told.
Listen.
There were complaints filed. There were EOC, HR complaints. I think some people took it to the governor. All this stuff.
I just do what I'm told. That's all that happens here on this side, okay?
Keep doing your thing here.
We have 17 days until Christmas. Boy, time is flying by. And U.S. Weekly, this is funny. This says U.S. Weekly put together a ranked list of the best Christmas movies of all time. But the list is according to their IMDb score. So really, it's based on an IMDb score, right? Not anything to do with U.S. Weekly.
Us Weekly, by the way. But that's okay. You're too young to know that, too. That's like a magazine. It's like People Magazine and Us Magazine.
Okay. Oh,
that's
God.
All right. It's all right.
Okay, we're going to start with number 10.
We're going to get you there. We'll get you to Christmas Day. You're going to make it.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Mark Reardon. Love Actually comes in at number 10 on the list, followed by National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, a movie that Sue Thomas has not seen in its entirety. Makes me sick. At number 8 is The Bishop's Wife. That's followed by White Christmas. Coming in at number 6, I think it's a little bit low, is Home Alone. I'm pretty upset with number 5, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, come on. This list is ridiculous.
Number
that's
4.
By the way, that's a great movie. It really is. But
top 5
no.
Christmas movies?
No.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. Number 4, A Christmas Story. Great movie. That's probably my
that
number
fits
1
in
personally.
The top 5.
Number 3, Miracle on 34th Street.
Right.
Number 2 is A Christmas Carol. And number 1, we have a little bit of the trailer.
Well, who are you? I told you, George, I'm your guardian angel.
What is it you want, Barry? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
It's a Wonderful Life comes in at number 1.
That's always been my favorite, but Elf is... Yeah. Really up
me
there.
Me too. I'm with Fred. I'll put those like in the top 2. And if you would have asked me 40 years ago, I would absolutely say It's a Wonderful Life because that was before Elf. But that is not only, by the way, It's a Wonderful Life, which came out to terrible box office and reviews. That's one of my favorite movies of all time outside of Christmas movies.
You know, we grew up watching that every single Christmas night. And when you're a kid, it's black and white. It's a little bit slow. It's like, oh.
Yeah, no,
the older I've gotten, the more I appreciate that movie. Great. It's such a good message, and it's just, it's a great movie. So I really like that one. Although, like I said, A Christmas Story would be number 1 for me. Okay, we're going to walk through some On This Day in History here.
The Bishop's Wife in the top, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, okay. I don't either.
Just go ahead. Sorry.
Nicki Minaj is 43 today, by the way.
Okay.
That I don't know. That really shocked me when I realized that she was already in her 40s. In 1941, 84 years ago today, the United States entered World War II as Congress declared war on Japan a day after their attack on Pearl Harbor.
You kind of forgot about that because it happened on the weekend, right?
45 years ago, in 1980, John Lennon was shot and killed outside his New York City apartment building. Mark David Chapman, a former mental patient who had earlier that day asked for and received Lennon's autograph, was arrested and convicted for the killing. He is still in prison, and he's been eligible for parole 14 times, but has been denied every single time. As we continue on with this day in history, in 2005, a wrecking ball brought down the final sections of Busch Stadium 2 as the process for Busch Stadium 3 was being completed. And then in 1 year ago, today in 2024, Taylor Swift thanked her fans and concluded the Eras Tour, which I think we could probably all agree has been the biggest tour in concert history. Okay, let's go ahead and wrap with our random fact of the day. Here we have it. This is a good one. If you don't include Super Bowls, the biggest delivery day in Domino's Pizza history is the day of the O.J. Simpson Bronco chase in June of 1994.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we were all captivated.
And that is Ethan's news.
And it was a Friday night, I think, too. So that might have something to do with it, if I'm not mistaken. Thank you, Ethan. Sue's back on Thursday. We have Selena Zito coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I know I talked about this a little bit on Friday, but there was some amazing reporting in the Free Press about this gender-affirming care nonsense. Lior Sapir, who's been a guest many times on the show, wrote about this, and we're going to have him after the top of the hour. Right now, Selena Zito back with us. She, of course, is the author of Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump and the Fight for America's Heartland. You can read her pieces at selenazito.com. I hear you're on injured reserve lately. Are you doing okay, Selena?
Yeah, for 10 weeks, I was not walking. That doesn't mean I wasn't working, but I wasn't walking. I broke my leg backwards. That was fun. And but I'm walking now. Had to relearn how to walk.
What does backwards mean, and what the hell did you do to yourself? Can you share?
You don't want to know.
Oh, really?
What backwards means? Okay. No. It was a really bad break. It was not anything like death defying, right? The whole day I had been in a coal mine, 1200 feet underground. Nothing happened, but I come home and go to swat a fly, and I slipped on something wet on my hardwood floor, and
next thing
leg
you know,
went not the way a leg is supposed to go.
Wow. Yeah, it's the kind of play that if we had cameras in your living room, we wouldn't show the replay on TV, right? Just like
no.
In a football game. Yeah, that makes sense. Now, also, on a personal note, did I hear that you were in the Oval Office with President Donald J. Trump with some grandchildren?
Oh, yeah. Your listeners should really go to my Twitter page. It's at Zito Selena. And it's right in my pinned tweet. And you see my little two-year-old grandson, Rocco. All four of them were there. That they didn't tear the place down is a Christmas miracle. But my little two-year-old grandson just walks up to the president and says, "What's your name?" And President Trump says, "My name is Donald." And I think there's like 200 million views of it on the White House website.
I am going to get that audio right now because I did not see that. Just went to your page, but we're going to play that maybe by the end of the interview. That is amazing. It really is. Now, on the topic of the president, he is going to be in Pennsylvania tomorrow for, and I was talking about this a little bit on the start of the show. Look, there's a feeling out there, even amongst maybe some Republicans, that the GOP has not done itself any favors when it comes to really defining its economic message. So are they going to try to turn that around a little bit? Is that part of the plan?
Yeah, I think what you're going to hear from the president tomorrow is that he's going to reinforce the things that he's already done to make the economy better, in manufacturing, in AI, the development of AI data power centers, which are going to be a big thing across the industrial Midwest, you know, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, places like that, because these data power centers need energy, and you will find that big, deep resource of energy. Also in St. Louis, Missouri and Illinois as well, there's plenty of coal and nuclear and in Pennsylvania in particular, natural gas that will supply that energy. That means jobs. So he'll be talking about that and you know, the resurgence of the steel industry. You saw what happened in Granite City. With the firing the furnace back up at the steel plant there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think people understand the breadth of this, because I've been covering and have lived in the Rust Belt all my life. When they shut a furnace down, they never turn them back on. Never. When a furnace is shut down, workers know that's it. That's the end. And they ain't never coming back. So this is a monumental deal. It's 500 jobs. You multiply that by at least seven of the jobs that are downstream of it, not including barbershops, gas stations, mom-and-pop stores, places like that. It has a multiplying effect that's really, really important. And if the steel industry is robust, if they're reopening furnaces, that means other industries are booming. The car industry, construction, appliances, all those things, the building of roads and bridges, all those things require steel. So if American steel is on its way back, that is going to trickle down to a number of different places within our economy. So I think you'll hear him talk about that. He's going to talk about farmers and the importance of making sure that their industry and what they do is robust, because that, you know, our farmers drive pretty much like steel that drives the economy as well. And you'll also hear him talk about getting costs down. So moving some tariffs around to bring some of the costs down is going to be part of his plan. And you know, Democrats have made a big deal, right, about the him saying it's a hoax and twisting around what he said when he said it was a hoax. What he was saying was a hoax was, you know, context is so dead in this world, right?
I point that out all the time.
What he said was a hoax was them all of a sudden caring about the economy. You know, remember snackflation, right? Like Biden blamed the snack industry on inflation and didn't take any account for this. And I think that I think that's what strikes President Trump as disingenuous. Of course, he doesn't use the word disingenuous. He says hoax. And then Chuck Schumer said, well, he's saying that your problems are a hoax. And then all of a sudden that's repeated by 92 different Democrats and all the members of the media. And so I think you'll hear a robust speech from him.
Well,
tomorrow.
He said the same thing on the Epstein files. He's not calling the Epstein files or the whole incident a hoax. He's calling the, you know, involvement that people are trying to you know, align with him or drag him into it, I think, the hoax. So sometimes there is context that's missing from the president. On the Granite City front, let me focus on that a little bit because I'm glad you brought that up. Look, that used to be such an important part of our economy here in St. Louis. Look, my ex-wife, her father worked in the steel industry, used to drive like 90 minutes to and from work in Illinois every day because he lived down in Farmington. But they're going to hire 400 people. So that, to your point, is huge because it never, ever happens.
No, it doesn't ever happen. You never, ever see a plant, a furnace. You'll see plants reopen, but you never see a furnace turned back on. It takes days, almost weeks to turn a furnace off, let alone turn it back on. So this is incredibly significant. This means they mean business. This means this is real. It's not, you know, something for, you know, a display, right? And so I think that's really, really important.
So was it, we haven't spoken in a little bit because of your injury, just because of the holidays and everything, but was there something that, wasn't there something that happened a few weeks ago with Thomas Crooks where we found out some information about the FBI and how they bungled some of this? Because we, you know, you wrote a book about that, of course, but we all feel like we still don't know a lot about that dude. And what, are we still going to find out more about him? Because there was some information that kind of leaked out a few weeks ago, wasn't there?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, I'm not sure that there's any more there.
Really?
I'm not saying there's not, but I think, you know, what happens when there is a lack of information, when there's a void of information, that when you don't give all the information out or there isn't a lot to give out, that's when conspiracies start to fill up. And that's when questions start to arise. But this is a young man, based on all of the reporting that I did and based on talking to authorities, And you know, really staking out the neighborhood. This is a young man who was already inward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Quiet person that suffered some sort of, and it's in the book. It's in the FBI filings too. That according to interviews with his dad, suffered some sort of mental break in November of 23, and.
Never,
you know,
recovered.
No, and, you know, you really feel for parents, but then you also get mad at parents that don't do anything, right? Like, you're watching your child just disintegrate in front of you, and, like, what do you do? And we don't, in our culture, really, it's still sort of something we don't talk about, is mental illness and mental breakdowns, right?
Well,
but it's very real, and it happens to people, and average people are not equipped to handle it.
Yes.
And there's a stigma associated with it, right? And there's also that thinking when you're a parent, you could go two ways of thinking. I'm going to fix my child. I can make this better. Or I don't care. We don't know where that father
was. Yeah, no, and I get that. And look, it resonates with me more than anyone else because as you spent 10 weeks hobbling around with a broken leg, I missed, and you don't know this, I think, I missed 8 weeks of work over the summer, Selena, because of mental health and anxiety and depression. And I had experienced it about 13 years ago. It whacked me when I came back from Greece in April. It got really bad. Luckily, I got, you know, some different medication at work, but I missed 8 weeks of work over the summer with mental health. So I talk about it a lot because there's a lot of relatability. And yes, to your point, the resources, unfortunately, are very, very thin.
Yeah, we just don't, well, there's such a stigma associated with it. And you know, when we started not institutionalizing people, and I'm not saying the institutional system was great. It wasn't. It needed fixed. But instead of fixing it, what we did is say, oh, we're not going to do that anymore. And what we did for people that really desperately need help is shut off any serious help that they could get. And you know, and parents don't know where to go, or they don't want to deal with it, which is then the crime.
Yeah,
right.
It's a double whammy sometimes. And look, even if I'm very lucky and I'm a little privileged, and sometimes I use that privilege, but for most people, just to get with a doctor, it could take weeks, if not months. And it's a crisis for sure. All right, let's close on a positive note here. Here we go. Ethan pulled the audio. Here is Rocco with President Donald J. Trump, Selena's grandson.
Do you want one, honey? You all were there? No, he's got a lot of Italian blood in him. Yes, we are.
Well, you must know what your name is.
My name is Donald. Okay, do you want a pen? Want a pen? One, two, three.
That's amazing. And they will have that moment for the rest of their lives, won't they?
It was so adorable. And you know, little Rocco, he's like a little kid, right? Three years old now. He traditionally, he's the last of four kids. Traditionally, he sounds like a construction worker that smokes three packs a day, right? Like, he's pretty loud, because you have to be when you're the fourth kid.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
He has that tiny little voice. I'm like, who's that kid? That's not who I see every day.
That's funny. A little intimidation in the Oval Office. Selena, I hope you're healing well. We'll talk soon. Thank you so much. Frank Cusimano with us here on a Monday afternoon. How are you, Frank?
Very good. Broadcasting live from the Missouri Athletic Club, site of the Jack Buck Awards. You look to your left and you see the Hall of Fame tight end, Jackie Smith. To your right, you see Jim Hart. It's going to be a big night tonight.
Yeah, you talked about this a little bit on Friday, and Jordan Binnington's going to be honored, right?
Yeah, gosh, Mark, I was really hoping and praying they're going to hold on last night. That would have been rough if you would have given up some late goals. But they did hold on. They won it 4-3, and Binnington is the Sports Personality of the Year, mainly because what he did in the Four Nations face-off and what he did for the Blues down the stretch. Certainly not the beginning of this season.
So my guess is you're going to run into Tom Ackerman, who's going to be hosting some of that coverage down there. He's going to join me at 5:20 because he made it up to his alma mater's Big Ten championship game. He's an IU guy. So is our friend Alex Rich, who came on this hour. I mean, what a story for the Hoosiers. And I'm just so glad, because I'm just going to tell you, I hate Ohio State just the same way I hate KU, because they're always so good. But nobody, none of the experts, no one's saying, you know what, Indiana has a chance. No one even said they have a chance, and they win that game in dramatic fashion. And it's awesome for people even like us here in the Midwest who are fans of Mizzou, because we feel, I think, there's a relatability that say, you know what, if Indiana can do it, we can do it too at some point.
Yeah, if Indiana can do it in football, certainly Missouri could do it one day if you get the right coach, and that Kurt Cignetti is the right guy for the job. And it was, they didn't just win the Big Ten. The quarterback, Fernando Mendoza, he won the Heisman with that third and long pass late in the game to seal a victory. And you know what? It's one thing if you...
Whoops. We lost him there for a second, Ethan. Let's see what happens.
Can you hear me now?
There you are. Yeah, you slipped out for that. Go ahead. You were saying it's one thing.
Yeah, it's one thing if you win it in a fluky fashion, like some bizarre play. But up front, they stood toe-to-toe, and their defensive line dominated the line of scrimmage. And Julian Sayin, who has been invincible basically since that first game of the season, could not throw the ball to those All-American wide receivers. I mean, they are a legitimate team. It wouldn't shock me at all if they run the table here.
All right, Frank, as great as Saturday was with all the conference championship games, Sunday came the controversy. So we've talked about this leading up these last couple of weeks. What do you think about the College Football Playoff Committee's decision to with the 12 that they put in?
Well, I told you on Friday that Notre Dame is not going to get in, and they didn't get in. And if it came down to a head-to-head with Miami, and, you know, you – if they have the same record and the same analytics and one team beats you, then you're out. Now, if they want to get rid of this token thing they have by putting in two non-Power 4 teams like they did, that's, if you want to have the best 12, that's what you do. You get rid of the token system. But until they do that and they allow these other teams to get in, we're going to have a Notre Dame-like instance every season.
But this goes a step further, because, and Ethan and I were talking about this earlier, look, I love Marcus Freeman. I think he's a really impressive guy. They make the decision to not go to a bowl game. They're just going to stay home. They're not going to a bowl. That's rather unusual.
It is, and I'm not sure what purpose it serves for them to go to a bowl game and beat up on BYU. And who knows, with like a guy like Jeremiah Love, he's not going to play in a game that doesn't have national championship implications. He's too much of a valuable football commodity, so Notre Dame wouldn't even be bringing their full team to a bowl game like that.
Yeah, I mean, look, honestly, and I said this earlier, I can see both sides of it. I really can. But let's talk about Mizzou. Mizzou, because they're not in the CFP, lost a couple, you know, more games than we would have hoped. They draw Virginia in the Gator Bowl. I like that it's, you know, it's a good evening night. I think it's a couple of nights after Christmas, the 27th.
Yeah, it is. And I think it's a good bowl game. I mean, Virginia is just like a quarter away from being in the college football playoff before they lost to Duke. They've had a terrific season. So that's a good matchup. And Mizzou's got a chance to get to 9 wins, which would give them 30 in 3 years. I mean, I don't know if anybody cares about it besides myself, Eli Drinkwitz, and his family. But still, 30 wins in 3 years is pretty impressive stuff.
I care about it a lot, you know, and I'm, you know, I've been with this program through Woody's Wagon and all we were lucky if we would win 4 games in a year. So I have deep appreciation for Drink, and I support the extension, and we'll see what's going to happen heading into next year. All right, we got the baseball winter meetings underway. Anything trickling out of that yet?
No, you know, I just think that you build up rapport at the GM meetings. That Nolan Arenado thing, I don't think is going to get done this week, the more you think about it, because it's a convoluted contract. The Cardinals are going to have to pay a big chunk of it. I think the Rockies still may have to pay a little part of it. And no team is going to say, no good team is going to say, okay, I'm going after Nolan Arenado right now. They got to find out who they don't get and then end up with Nolan. That's why I think it's going to take a little bit of time for that thing to get done. But the Brendan Donovan thing, Mark, when you hear that a legitimate like 15 to 16 teams have inquired about Brendan Donovan, you know this is likely going to get done.
Yeah, I would completely agree that I think it's going to get done. It's just a matter of, you know, waiting to see if it's this week or if it takes a little bit longer. I'm going to jump onto the next sport here, as we tend to do during these few minutes. The NFL, the Chiefs, drop another one last night where the offense just looked unconventional. I know that Houston Texans defense has been excellent this year, but traditionally this has been the time of year where Patrick Mahomes and that offense really starts to ramp it up and they make that run, and it just doesn't look like it's in the cards this year, Frank.
Yeah, and I'm sure you know, it wasn't all his fault because there were so many drops. But how about this? In 2 of his last 5 games, he's been under 50% completion percentage. I think in his first 7 seasons, he never had a game where he was under 50%. Wow. And now during this stretch, it's a brutal stat. It's something like that. And look, they're not a playoff team, I don't believe.
No,
I mean,
no. You know what their record is, though? 6-7. I had to say that for my daughter. It was mainly for my daughter because we do it. Frank, have fun tonight. I'm not going to make it. I was there last year. I've gone to these awards. They're really, really special. So have a lot of fun, and you'll get some good quips, I'm sure. There's always good sound bites from that stage. There's no doubt about that.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Right. Have a great night. Thank you.
Take care.
So
that's Frank Cusumano. He's at the Jack Buck Awards tonight at the MAC.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.